The proposal would only allow a recall to take place if an elected official's been convicted of a crime or they violated a state code of ethics. Republican State Representative Paul Farrow says it's intended to keep the recall process from being abused.
We are trying to bring a sense of stability to the system.
Madison Democrat Mark Pocan accused the GOP of trying to protect its elite status after historic recall efforts in the past year targeting the governor and several Republican state senators.
To change our Constitution because you didn't like what happened last year or this year is more about sour grapes than it is about public policy.
But Rochester Republican Robin Voss says people should not be removed from office before their term is up, simply because of an unpopular vote.
You will still have the right to recall officials who commit a crime, who even break the ethics code. All of the things that were brought up before would allow for recall. What doesn't allow for recall is saying that an individual voted differently than you would have liked, because that's what elections are for.
The measure now heads to the Senate. If approved there, it would have to pass both chambers again next session before going to a statewide vote. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.